Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For he, God, has said, what did he say? I will never. When God says I will never, can you count on it? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Who said it? Who did he say it to? Can you count on it? What does that mean? That means you're going to make it. I said, that means you're going to make it. I am convinced, I wish everybody was, but I am convinced that Keith's going to make it. Keith being me. What do you mean, Brother Keith? I'm convinced. I am convinced that I'm going to make it.
Yes.
I'm going to make it past every hurdle, past every attack, past every danger, past every mistake. I'm going to make it. Keith is going to make it. I'm going to make it until I get to the place where I can go, glory to God, I'm at my departure. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've run a good race. And I know I've finished my course. You know why I believe that? I'm not convinced of that because I'm so wonderful or I'm so strong or I'm so amazing. It's because I am convinced God loves Keith. And God is faithful to Keith. I'm convinced that if I mess up, he'll forgive me and have mercy on me. If I don't get it the first time, he'll tell me again. If I don't get it five times, he'll tell me again. If he needs to, he'll bring somebody along with a PA system and say, Keith, wake up. If I fall down, he'll pick me up. If I fall down three times, he'll pick me up three times. And by the grace of God, I will make it with his help and his faithfulness and his keeping power. I'm going to make it. It's my job to believe that. And it's your job to believe that for you. Are you going to make it? What do you mean, Brother Keith? Are you going to make it through a full life? Instead of going halfway and leaving early, are you going to make it through a complete race? Finish your course? Are you? That's kind of weak. Well, you need to believe it. You need to believe it strong. Glory to God. Listen to the Amplified of this. Hebrews 13:5 says, for he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. And the Greek bears this out, this next part. I will not, I will not, I will not. Now he said light be, I guess, one time. And that was enough. But if you study this, it bears out. This is not just the Amplified throwing stuff in. It's in the Greek. He repeats it. I will not. Why did he say it again? I will not. Because he knew you'd be tempted to think he was. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Glory to God. Somebody say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Because he will never leave me. He will keep me to the end. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 6 says, so we, this is amplified, we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, well, Well, you just never know what's going to happen. We all hope it don't happen, but you just never know. That's not a scripture. What do we do? Since the Lord has said, I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake you or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Because he said that. We're going to say this. We confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. That sounds like Psalm 91. God is my God. He's my refuge. He's my protector. He helps me. He keeps me. And what else? Sounds like Psalm 91. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. I will not. I will not. Oh, you'll be tempted to, but you don't have to. I refuse to fear. Oh, friends, do you see this? Old Testament, New Testament. Here it is. He said, I will not be afraid. What? Man, you get sassy when you really believe that. What can man do to me? What can devils do to me? What can disease do to me? Oh, I wouldn't say that for anything in the world. Then you got more faith in the devil to kill you than you do in God to protect you. You don't tiptoe around the devil. Oh, I wouldn't say that. Oh, the devil might hear you. He might just come and put it on you. Ooh. You got more faith in the devil to kill you than you do in God to keep you. Millions of Christians do. Don't be one of them. Don't be one of them. Since God has said, I'm never leaving you. I'm never forsaking you. I will always be with you. I will be with you everywhere you go. I'm going to keep you. And I'm telling you, I will not leave you your whole life long till I do everything I told you I was going to do. Because he said that, we confidently and boldly say, the Lord's my helper. I will not be afraid. What can this world do to me? It ain't bigger than God. I'm enjoying myself tonight. Go back to Genesis. We read what the Lord told Jacob. Do you know what his response to this was? Probably surprised a lot of people. We talked about this a few weeks ago during offering time. You know what his response to this was? He said, well, Lord, if you keep me like you said and get me back and feed me, and he said, you're going to be my God. And he said, and everything you give me, I'm going to give the tenth to you. I'm going to tithe. Wonder if tithing has anything to do with protection. Well, what about when it said the devourer would be rebuked? Isn't that you and your stuff being protected? Tithing. Tithing. That's a whole nother seminar, isn't it? But now I want you to skip over to Genesis 40. You were in 28. Go to 48. We're going to fast forward to the end of Jacob's life. Several chapters from 28 to 48. A lot of stuff happened. A lot of things. And now he's old. Somebody say old. You got to say it right. You're not just old, you're old. Old. You're so old. Old people call you old. But you're happy. Old and happy and satisfied. The Bible says in Genesis 48 that he is nearing the end of his life if you read the other things. And he called his, Joseph's boys and family to come in. He wanted to speak to them. And in verse 15, Genesis 48:15, he, Jacob, blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long to this day. Do you see this goes back to when God spoke to him? When he's just a young boy, scared and running away from home with a stick. Now at the end of a long, long, long life, long, he said, God fed me all my life long, and the angel which redeemed me from all evil. Did he know how he got there? Did he know how he made it through all those years and through all those situations and through all those changing of countries and guards and leaders and this plague and that plague? God got him through that. And he said, the same God that got me through this and fed me and protected me, keep this boy, keep my kids, keep my grandkids. This is precious, isn't it? He is just a few breaths away from eternity, and he's praying and speaking blessing over his grandkids. My grandmother did that over me. It might have been the last time I saw her. I was in Bible school, and she was older, and came in for a quick visit. She laid her hands on my head, prayed, just tears ran down her face. God bless my boy, and prayed over me, and same God that kept her, keep me. She's in heaven now, and God's still keeping me. Amen. Amen. This is something we should inherit. This faith. Isn't that what Paul told Timothy? Same faith that was in your mother and your grandmother. He said, it's in you. And what does he say? He said, to God that kept me all this time and fed me, keep you. I'm about to leave this place. You're just getting started with your life, and I'm leaving mine. But what he's saying is, I'm praying over you and I'm speaking faith over you. And the same God that kept me all the way is going to keep you all the way.
Amen.
Our kids and grandkids and great grandkids should believe this and should honor it and respect it. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled All the Way, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204L. That's R1204L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.